It's Morning Edition on WNYC. I'm Michael Hill. From the 1970s through the 90s, saxophonist David Murray was at the center of the downtown New York music and theater scenes. Now, after two decades in Europe, he's returned to the city. This week, he's leading a band of young musicians at the Village Vanguard. Pyotr Orlov has the story of a maverick artist turned elder statesman.
When David Murray first moved to Manhattan in 1975, as a Pomona College sophomore studying music, he jumped straight into the deep end of the jazz pool, seeking out the city's most avant-garde artists.
I interviewed Ornette Coleman, Cecil Taylor, John Cage, and McCoy Tyner. And I went around to every concert I possibly could and wrote a review of it and talked about the musicians. I had my heart set on being a writer and a saxophone player.
Murray made a quick impression as an improvising saxophonist, but soon developed a reputation as a more traditional composer.
You know, I read music, but I have a very good ear, and I understand the construction of songs and how to do it, and which led me to writing. And I played with a lot of poets, using words to write songs is something that I developed, and I think I got pretty good at it, and I'm still doing it.
Intozaki Shange was among the poets Murray played with. Shange's play, For Colored Girls Who Have Considered Suicide, When the Rainbow Is Enough, was a public theater and Broadway smash. Murray and Shange collaborated on numerous pieces at the Public, pairing his music with her words and choreography. They also fell in love.
Next thing I know, we were getting married, and we stayed married for about 3 months and had the most fabulous wedding in California. It didn't last very long, but it was a hell of a story.
Murray has great memories of the downtown's creative community. It was a time when he could buy smokes with the Ramones, his neighbors on East 2nd Street, bump into pop culture figures like Tiny Tim, or see a young painter named Jean-Michel Basquiat try his hand at music.
I remember he played really bad clarinet, and they played really loud. Everybody was just growing up, and it was wide open during that time.
Murray was prolific in the recording studio. And in 1980, the Village Voice named him Musician of the Decade. Veteran jazz critic Jim Mackney says Murray's appeal was in the joy and charisma of his playing, along with his diverse musical interests.
It's versatility and growth that marks his work. After a while, he could do anything and go anywhere. So playing with the Dead, working with African drummers, working with poets like Ishmael Reed, and later on, when he started to investigate the musics of around the world, Guadeloupe and other places. It's like his cultural investigations are his passport to all these various worlds.
Those investigations grew in the late 90s when Murray left New York for Paris. He had fallen in love with a global music activist and sought collaborators and creative challenges around the world.
What I wanted to do was play with the best musicians. It didn't care what culture they came from. You know, the top tier of people.
After his marriage in Paris dissolved, Murray returned to New York in 2017. He wasn't recording as much as he used to, but he continued playing live, mostly with younger musicians who knew jazz history, had leadership qualities, and something new to say. Madrid-born Marta Sanchez is the pianist in Murray's band, this week at the Village Vanguard. What she gets from sharing his bandstand has less to do with specific techniques or songs than the freedom and authority to express herself in his music.
It's like open approach and how you hear the same tune like in different recordings, and the approach and the treatment is totally different, right? I love the openness to let the musicians to put their personality on the tunes, you know, and reshape the tunes.
Murray sounds powerful playing with Sanchez, bassist Luke Stewart, and drummer Casso Overall. He even makes an occasional dancing leap during his solos. Yet the weight of a hard-lived 67-year-old artist is apparent as well.
I went from being Enfant Terrible to one of the oldest living. It makes me feel quite admirable, and it makes me feel that my life was worth something.
Murray attributes his current resurgence to his wife and manager, Francesca Cinelli, who he calls his muse. They live uptown, not far from where Murray first landed in 1975.
My life is better. I'm more healthy now than I probably have been in many years. And I'm hoping that it reflects in my playing.
The David Murray Quartet is playing at the Village Vanguard through Sunday night. Pyotr Orlov, WNYC News.